If the worst thing that can happen to a ski area is not getting enough snow to open, the Mount Ashland ski area can only go up this year, assuming, and it may be a risky assumption, that it does get snow in this coming winter. That's the scenario ski area managers have to assume, and they are moving ahead with plans for the coming season and looking at ways to attract more people on skis and snowboards into the future. Hiram Toll is the more or less brand new general manager at Mount Ashland, just on the job 3 weeks now, and he's our guest in the studio. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Where did you come here from? I mean, this seems like a long way to travel for the ski business.
Yeah, I came all the way from Maine, actually. It's about 3,200 miles, and my wife and I drove a U-Haul that far with everything we had to get here as quickly as we could to start working on Mount Ashland.
What was it that appealed to you about the job? I mean, because, again, this is a long way to travel for a job.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's the whole story. You know, it's the season that we want to get beyond. And, you know, just it's got amazing potential. You know, coming from the ski business out east, worked at Sunday River where we had over 500,000 skier visits per year. And, you know, to see a little gem like this in a community, it kind of brings me back to those days of skiing at community mountains. And kind of always been my goal to be a general manager at a place where we're rebuilding family skiing, and Mount Ashland is entirely that. So just saw the opportunity and jumped on it.
The connection to the community is somewhat unique, isn't it, in today's world, in the sense that it is not a for-profit ski area?
Yeah, that's correct, and that's the power of Mount Ashland. You know, we have a lot of support with our donors, a lot of support with our skiing and riding public, and that helps us to weather the storm when we have tough winter. So,
which was the case last year, where there wasn't a single day that the Mount Ashland ski area was able to open for business just because there never was enough snow in the right places and right amounts. That's quite a challenge. I mean, what kind of impact did that have on the finances of the organization, certainly, and what it's able to do moving into this year?
Yeah, in order to get through, we had to get an SBA loan. That was due in part to the fact that there was a drought. We qualified for a low-interest loan, so that was taken advantage of, and that's really what's carrying us through till we get to the opening.
So most of your cash flow comes from, so $750,000 loan from the Small Business Administration?
It's about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. And what's the repayment schedule on that, and the interest and all the fun stuff that comes along with borrowing?
Yeah, no. Let's just say it's a very low interest rate, and really we're going to spend that money like it's the community's. We're going to spend very carefully. That's why I'm here, and we're going to put in place, well, there's already some pretty serious measures have been put in place already to slow the flow of cash out. We've been running under austerity measures since the winter that wasn't. So we'll continue that. And, you know, really there's two ways to fix it. We bring in more skiers and riders this winter and try to build up those cash reserves like we've had in the past.
As I look at the calendar, I realize here we are in late September, and the idea is to be ready to go if there is snow by Thanksgiving weekend. So that's 2 months. I mean, have you begun the process of hiring people for the season already?
We have. In fact, folks can send along their applications. They can go online and fill out applications there. But yeah, we have hiring managers that are slowly going to come on, a little slower than we have in the past. But the reality is we were ready to go last year. So a lot of the preparation has been done to open. So although it'll be a little bit of a slower release for that process, we're ready to go.
Slow release just because you're trying to make sure that you conserve resources as long as possible?
That's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously the precipitation we had this week was not a snowstorm, and it is obviously 2 months away from when you would consider opening. But, I mean, was there any level of excitement among the staff members and board about the fact that rain actually fell this week?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that is the sign that that fall is here and that winter's coming. In fact, this morning you referred to the temperatures. You know, the people in the ski business love waking up and seeing their breath, so.
That's a good way to look at it, I guess. So what's the activity going on the mountain now? I mean, there is some physical plant work going on, isn't there?
Sure. Yeah. Even though we did prepare our lifts last year, things like grease, you go back and you do some regreasing. And obviously the lodge, you know, when it sits idle, we did have weddings over the summer that helped a lot to keep the lodge in good shape. But yeah, there's always stuff to do in preparation to get ready for the skiers.
Was there some parking lot work going on recently or about to happen?
Yes, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. The rain is, although it was a blessing, we were scheduled to start the paving, which would complete the parking lot, and that has now been pushed out until this coming Tuesday. But we are looking at having a new expanded parking lot. That's something that folks didn't get to see last year, along with some other great projects like trail widening happened, as well as Sonnet. You know, our beginner slope is now wider and gentler than it was in the past, which is something that we had been looking to do for quite some time.
Where did you expand the parking lot? Because anybody who's ever been up to Mount Ashland is aware of that south-facing shelf where you get to just look off the parking lot, and there's Mount Shasta on a clear day. But so not a lot of room to move, certainly south.
What happened is we basically took away some of the material that was on your right-hand side as you were approaching the existing parking lot. So you'll be met with a wide-open parking area on your right, getting people closer to the lodge and a lot more convenient for getting to the slopes.
So the parking has essentially moved down the hill a bit just toward Interstate 5, essentially?
That is correct.
All right. So how long had the how long has the excavation work gone on then to make room for that?
Yeah, the excavation work was finished up quite some time ago. It was really just getting to the point where we could finish up the paving portion. And then there'll be some striping for our ADA compliance for parking spots up front. And after that, we're done. We're ready to accept cars. And we're looking at about a 20% increase over our existing parking lot from before.
Really, that many more spaces?
Yeah, that's right.
20%?
About 100 spaces.
Hiram Toll is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the new general manager at the Mount Ashland Ski Area. We have a lot to talk about things that have happened in the recent past and things that will happen in the future. Join us on the Exchange with your questions and comments at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org, and check us out on Facebook. You can see Hiram smiling at us just before we got started here on this program on the Exchange. So are the finances mapped out in such a way that you figure if you get X number of days open this winter, you can break even? If you get X plus 5, you're better than break even, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we are working on contingency plans right now. There'll be operational plans as well as communication plans so that we communicate in real time to the public what's going on there. So those are in process, working with the board of directors and all our operations folks to make sure that we have that mapped out. We need to be ready not just for weather events, but anything that happens with the economy, we need to be ready to flex, and that's something that we're now considering very, very closely.
How many years in the ski business now, Hiram?
It depends on how far back you want to go. One of my first jobs was actually working in food and beverage at a small area that I grew up skiing at. I started at 2 years old at a place called Crotchet Mountain. So my first real ski area job was working summer events there, cooking chicken, of all things. Uh-huh. But that was back when I was a teenager. I entered into the big end of the ski business at Sunday River in 2002. So I was there for 12 years, working mostly in a capacity of mountain operations, doing operational pieces. And then in my last 2 years, moved over to conference sales. So I got involved in hotels, food and beverage, and that side of the business.
So you're deeply, deeply dived in all the aspects of the ski business.
Yeah, I like to say I've done anything and everything to safely and successfully run a four-season resort.
Let us take a call. We have Steve and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Hiram Toll, the general manager at the Mount Ashland Ski Area.
Howdy. From 81 to 91, I lived in Ketchum/Sun Valley, Idaho, Queen Western Ski Resort. And we had some low snow years, but they had these handy-dandy snow cannons that would suck up water from the river and spit it out as snow up on the slopes. Do you guys have any kind of infrastructure that will do something like that, or are you totally dependent on the weather?
All right. Thanks for the question, Steve. Appreciate it. Hiram?
Yeah, we're entirely dependent upon the weather. Where I came from back at Sunday River, we did have a large snowmaking system, and that helped out a lot. But no, here at Mount Ashland, we rely on Mother Nature. And, the weather has been cyclical. There have been years that we had low snow years here. This is the first time in 50 years that it impacted us to the point where we couldn't open. And, as Aldous Huxley said, that we don't learn very much from the lessons of history is the most important of all the lessons of history. So we're looking very closely at that and making sure that we do learn. And that's why we're coming up with those plans to be able to address any shortfalls in the snow season.
Well, as Steve pointed out, too, they suck the water out of the river at Ketchum. And you don't have a river nearby. There's really no water source. That's part of the problem with being on a tall mountain is you're above the water.
That's the reality. And we're under special use permit with the Forest Service. And, our impacts to the environment, we take very, very seriously. And that kind of infrastructure is impactful. So even if we had the opportunity, we'd weigh that very carefully against our impacts on the environment.
So what kinds of things have you looked at for this season? Granted, you've just been here for 3 weeks now, but I hear some talk already about things you'd like to offer to skiers, groups of skiers, certainly on Mondays this year.
Yeah, we have a number of programs that were put in place. In fact, as I was coming across the country, we were holding meetings as I was coming across Iowa, in fact, in the U-Haul. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this stuff has been well underway before I got here. I want to mention we have a great team of people already in place at Mount Ashland. You know, the folks in the office had most of this stuff under control when I got here, so my big thanks to all of them. But yeah, the part that you're mentioning about Mondays, we've just launched a new program called Carload Mondays, and for $99, you can get together with your friends, and a carload up to seven people, you pay $99. So you show up in the parking lot, and the parking attendant will give you a coupon that shows the number of people you had in your car. And this is twofold. You know, we want to get a lot of people up there on Monday. It's one of our lighter days in terms of skier visits. And we also want to reduce carbon. So it encourages carpooling, which is one of our initiatives.
So $99 covers cost of rentals and lift tickets?
No, this is just for lift tickets. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge savings if you come up with seven of your friends.
No, boy, no kidding. $99 for a carload of seven. Let's take another call. We have Shane and Ashland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking Mount Ashland Ski Area with the GM, Hiram Toll.
Good morning. Just had, you know, kind of a quick question of, like, I know, like, you know, in BC and, you know, some of the places they do a lot, and I think a lot of places in Colorado are starting to do it, but doing a lot of, like, summertime stuff with, like, around mountain biking and things like that. And my understanding is that it has to do with the usage permits from the Forest Service, but if you could kind of go into that and why you're stuck kind of, you know, with only skiing and kind of what the limits are of the mountain as far as revenue is concerned, or other revenue generation.
All right, so limits on the permit. Interesting question. Thanks for that, Shane.
Yeah, actually, the nice thing, Shane, is that we're not limited. We do have the opportunity after the Ski Area Enhancements Act under our Forest Service permit to go ahead with some summer operations. So we are looking very closely at those. Where I came from at Sunday River, I was one of my capital projects there was to build all of our zip lines and staff them and get them running, and they were hugely successful. So we'll be looking at all options. And we just recently conducted a survey, and part of that was what kind of other activities would you like to see at Mount Ashland? And mountain biking was very high on the list. Zip lines came in there, summer concert series. There's a lot of opportunities. It's a beautiful place in the summer, and you know, quite frankly, it's about 20 degrees cooler, and after this hot summer, you know, to get people up and out of the valley on those hot days, and they can come down, see a show at night, and get a fine meal, and get a little exercise in the daytime.
I was just reading about the survey this morning. What were some of the big takeaways for the staff at Mount Ashland, things to consider for the future?
Well, first of all, we considered them very closely. It was one of our first meetings getting together and reviewing those and coming up with four top items, and those were food and beverage. People wanted healthier options and a lot more options. So we're working with food and beverage to start considering that for the upcoming season. And they would like to see, you know, food presented a little bit more quickly. We do have some challenges in the lodge in terms of layout. Those are all things that we can do, you know, without a big budget. So these are things that we're looking at. It went on to the bar. You know, the T bar is fairly small, but we do have a licensed area just outside there that's somewhat larger that we'll just take better advantage of and staff appropriately, things like that to kind of increase the guest service in those areas. And then, of course, there was the lodge. You know, we have a beautiful lodge, but it's fairly vertical, and it's, you know, it's got four floors. And
it's hard to walk up those stairs in ski boots, I know.
Yeah, it's part of the training. And but no, we're looking at, because we can't build a new lodge and we can't do an expansion to the lodge, of course, we're looking at opportunities to just make it more functional. And that would be putting in cubbies for people's ski bags, putting up hooks for people to hang things. I mean, we have to look up, you know, when we look at that lodge and just see that there's quite a bit of space there that's not being used. And so that's the lodge piece. And then we one of the biggest takeaways was just overall guest services. You know, in every area, just look at what we're doing and try to enhance the guest experience. Where I came from, we had a thing called hassle factor reduction. You know, we tried to put ourselves in the skier's eyes and, you know, walk through every step of the day and just to see where those hassles are. And I mean, for example, the parking lot, that's fixed a big one. You know, people who may have last year or the year before been forced to hike from the far end of the parking lot. We have more parking that's closer to the lodge now. So things like that are going to really help.
The sense I get is that you feel like this is a real gem that just needs a little polishing. I mean, and some snow, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. The snow comes first, and the polish will be a continuing process. But yeah, I mean, I come from the east, where we have a lot of these little mountains that have gone away, you know, because there wasn't the support of the community and they didn't have, you know, the ability to raise funds. What I intend to do is to get our business model to really get the ski area to support itself, so that the support that comes from the community can be placed in areas like capital improvements. I mean, we're going to need snowcats before you know it. We have it's a 50-year-old property, you know, so we got to take care of it. And I think that's what you do. You try to get the skiing to cover, you know, your operational costs. You add some summer business that's going to help to bolster that. And in the end, it's, you know, the magic of being a 501c3 nonprofit and having a great supportive community around us that really makes that place thrive. And I think we've heard from a number of people, it can't go away. It's a real asset to the whole Rogue Valley. So,
lots more work to come, and yeah. Snow as well is going to be required for this year, too. Hiram Toll is the new general manager at the Mount Ashland Ski Area. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.